Listening to CFRO Community Radio Station on 102.7 FM. The upcoming show, Conscious Living Radio, is a program that explores frontiers of consciousness, spirituality, personal growth, emerging paradigms in psychology, health, science, and innovative philosophies that reflect commitment to the advancement of individual, social, and global transformation.
Yes, we are lucky, and we're lucky actually to have the singer and composer and the musician and the poet that is has created that song. This is Andrew Resmer, Conscious Living Radio, and my co-host today is
Linda Christensen.
And our guest?
Yes, our guest here in the studio is musician and poet Michelle Dumont, and she is has just released a CD along with a book called The Moon Drops. And I'd just like to read little blurbs here that she's put together regarding the nature of the CD. The moon to whom wolves howl and poets serenade. The moon followed by the tides, oceanic, menstrual, seasonal. The moon under which a heart can be made new by love, broken and then made new again. This is her CD, Moon Drops, and she says this, quote, "Music is like compost, but instead of carrot peelings, it's a whole life mixed in. Every experience goes into the pot, stirred with instrumental skills picked up along the way. These songs, poems, and mantra melodies coalesced from vast tracts of life experience. They are poignant and deeply felt. They are flowers growing from the soil of our lives." Michelle, welcome to the studio.
Thank you so much. That was beautifully read, I have to say.
Well,
you got
thank
the
you.
Whole thing.
Yes, so tell us, what is it that has all the life experience that has given birth to this CD of music and poetry that you've brought together?
Well, this is my third and fourth CDs because it's a double CD set. So for me, music has always been a way of transforming my emotions from either if they're positive or negative, but for the most part, in the beginning, there were a lot of negative emotions that I was using music to transform. Mm-hmm. And I found that the practice of writing music and expressing myself through song made me a much happier person, also made me clearer in why I was having these feelings, and it shifted my perception of and my worldview, really, just through expressing them and hearing myself express them.
Oh, no, that's fascinating. So in one sense here, it's almost like it was a spiritual practice in a way, in a form of growth and transformation as you engaged in a creative expression and evolution of who you all are through music.
That's right. And I don't mind sharing with people that 10 years ago, I was very depressed, and I was suicidal, in fact. And I basically went to the lowest point that a human can be, where they're so overcome with negative thought patterns that they want to destroy life rather than maintain and nurture life. Mm-hmm. So hitting that point, there was a decision, a conscious decision, to turn that around. And I decided, no, I want life. And from that point on, music and expression was a ladder back up.
And did you have a background in music, or did you just start decided that music is the path that is going to take you from where you were to where you are?
Well, I actually came from a scientific background. I have a degree in pharmacology and therapeutics from UBC. So my parents gave us piano lessons when we were little, and I liked music, but I wasn't an avid music listener, and I wasn't really an avid musician. And what happened was, after I became depressed and decided to turn my life around, I went to acting school, and there they introduced me to a lot of different practices like yoga and expression, including music. And it was that introduction of the music and just feeling so strongly better after experiencing what it was like to write and sing that music gave itself to me. And that was my pretty much only option because my heart was so strongly drawn to that.
Wonderful. Yeah. So as you did, I mean, this is getting quite personal here, apart from your CD here, but, you know, you've really learned and experienced things here in terms of your journey coming out of a place of darkness, coming into the light, and music was the means that helped you make that journey. What kind of advice would you give to someone who might be in a bit of a dark place and thinking, okay, wow, this sounds kind of neat. What can I do? Should I, you know, sign up for some guitar lessons or just start singing in the shower? Or is there any sort of advice you could give someone as to how they could maybe tap into this and work with it in some way and go forward in their journey?
The simplest way is just to begin writing in a book. And find out what comes from there. And you might want to take formal lessons, but formal lessons can often be stultifying, and if you have low self-esteem, it's not necessarily a good place to begin. Mm-hmm. So singing in a low-stress environment with yourself, get a singing bowl, just tone, go to a kirtan, any kind of community sing-along, but keep that book and keep writing your feelings. And if really you have a music is going to come out of you, that's how it's going to start.
Uh-huh. I really like the sound of the music at the bowl.
I've lost it too.
What's it called? You know, with the thing that goes around.
The thing that goes around. Well, we don't need the ball when we have you.
That's right. Yeah. But I would think just, you know, as you would do that and would allow, you know, just your voice to start to come forth, that right there would create an opening and probably the emotions would start to flow because often, you know, depression is a result of blocked and repressed, held back emotions, frustrations, pain, anger, whatever. And just to create that opening of expressing, of getting it out through just chanting.
Keeping it going even when the emotions start to come up and want to close that down.
Yeah.
Just keeping it going.
Yeah, get that flow going, the releasing.
I'm just curious because, as you said, you felt depressed, and people could choose in a situation like that. You could choose to write dark music and a kind of
go into black metal.
Stay in that state and almost like a circle in yourself into it through music and keep it that way. But you have decided to actually use music as light to in that dark place. How does this decision was made?
I don't know if it was necessarily a decision more than I was very influenced by my studies of yoga philosophy and different philosophical systems. I would read a lot of different texts and spiritual books, and just having them within myself percolating, these concepts would then become applied to my own life. And so then when I would write music, when the lyrics would start to come out, they would be almost poetic solutions to the feelings that I was having. Mm-hmm. And deep poetic understandings were coming out. That's my perception of it.
Mm-hmm. And your second CD is full of mantras. Can you tell our listeners what is mantra? And we played a couple samples from the first CD. I would like in the middle of our conversation to actually give our listeners a taste of one of those mantras.
Sure.
So maybe you can tell me which I should be tuning into.
Yeah.
And in the meantime, tell us a little bit more about it.
Okay, well, mantra is a Sanskrit word which means that which protects the mind. And mantra, the words... the usage and the power of mantra transcends the words. Its power is generated by the intention and the repetition by millions of people throughout time. So there's a fair amount of trust and letting go when you start to repeat a mantra.
Now, could I just ask specifically here with your CD, are you using, you know, sort of more classical mantras from the Sanskrit Vedic tradition sort of thing? Or are these your own self-created mantras in terms of what you have here on your CD? Are they?
The mantra melodies are melodies that came from me.
Okay.
And the actual mantras are ones that were taught to me by my yoga instructor, David Goulet.
Okay. And
Rina Halloran, I have to add.
Okay, but they do have roots going back into the sort of the Vedic tradition
of
India.
Yes, they do.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I picked a Buddhist, there's a Buddhist one too, Om Mani Padme Hum.
Oh, okay.
Which is a nice one to play, the second track.
The second track? Okay, so keep talking. I need another 30 seconds.
Yeah, so for this second CD, I decided to put first one CD out, and then my partner, Kambiz, was encouraging me a lot to put another CD. And I was like, oh, two CDs, are you crazy?
And a book in between,
and
it's like
a
sandwich.
And a book in between. We decided to put a really nice package together. So the second CD, we have Pepe Danza playing on it, and he's a master musician. And we have a cellist and erhu player, so it's very beautiful and meditative, very different than the first CD. As you'll see.
Okay, let's have a listen. so beautiful, but I don't think we should be playing anymore because our listeners are going to go into this meditative state and it's going to be difficult to wake them up. Bring them back, I mean, there.
Shouldn't be driving.
No, that was absolutely lovely, lovely. Now, tell us a little bit about this mantra. What is the meaning of it, purpose? What is mantra? What are mantras all about? What can they do for you?
Well, mantras have long been used for many different purposes, for bringing abundance, for bringing spiritual powers, for helping others. And I think that when we sing or when we use our voices, we're realizing our vibratory nature. I mean, you start to shift and become aware of subtle vibration within your body. And that is, after all, what we are. We're just vibrating beings. So when you tone or when you make any type of sound, you are influencing your whole being. So the same with thought. I mean, sound and thought are so intimately related. When you are using a mantra, you're using a sound that has been known to affect your body in a specific way. Your body, and I use the word body loosely, subtle body as well. Mm-hmm. So all the mantras I picked, I didn't go out and say, oh, let's do this and this and this. I just said, okay, I'm going to make a mantra CD. Let's see what ones I'm actually drawn to or which ones are coming out of me. And then I just recorded the first, whatever, 9 that came out. So I think that's a nice way to approach a mantra practice, is to feel drawn to something and then to take it on. And a traditional practice of mantra is to do a certain number of repetitions. You can either do basically repeat it all day long, but if you don't think you're going to do that, try 108 times a day in the morning and night. It's just like a medicine.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wonderful. Now, this is, again, just to remind our listeners, we're listening here to Michelle Dumont, who's, I understand you're going to be having a special event coming up to celebrate the release here of your 2 CDs and your book of poetry as well.
That's right. Yeah? On May 1st, a Saturday night at 7 p.m. at St. Mark's Church on Larch and 2nd, we're going to have a release, and it's going to be a little bit different than a normal CD release. It's going to be a surprise, let's just say that. But it will be like a show because we'll be incorporating elements of poetry, performance poetry from the book, and music, live music. And then at the end, we're going to have a kirtan. So people who like to sing are invited to come and sing. And if you don't like to sing, that's fine too. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Although I find it hard to believe that somebody would not like to sing.
Yeah, that's devotional singing, a spiritual kind of practice. That's wonderful. That was Saturday, May 1st, 7 p.m. And if people want to find out information or find out how to get your book, just to make sure we cover
that.
Yeah,
you can order it from my website, MichelleDumont.com.
Okay, and that's www.michelledumont.com, MichelleDumont.com. We have the information on the website.
Yes, there's a link on the consciouslivingradio.org website as well.
Okay, that's wonderful. And and so this has been quite a spiritual journey for you through music. And what do you think is the nature of music, and why is it that music, do you think, is so connected to spirituality?
Well, I think that what we were talking about before about our beings being vibratory. But just one other thing that kind of arose in my mind when you were talking about that is the state of the music industry right now. I think people are drawn to an authentic voice, a voice that's not coming out of a desire to sell or to have personal gain, which is great that we have radio shows like this where you are playing people who are coming from a pure intention. And my intention with this is actually just to share the fruits of my life experience, because I found that these songs and poems just made me feel so good, and I feel that they were gifts to me, so I need to pass them on. So for people who are singing, and I think we all should sing together, that's its own reward, is in the singing and in the communion between people.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, no, I think it's really quite tragic how in our society there's the elite few who so professionalize certain arts. You know, if it be in acting and going to the movies to see, you know, some drama, or going to a concert to see these professionals up on stage, whereas it used to be very much a tribal community affair where we, the people ourselves, participate in the creation of the arts. And one thing that I've noted being a student of religion, and that being kind of my area, is that all of the arts have their origins in religion.
So
that,
true.
Yeah. So that true. Why is it that the first music was generated, the first piece of art, painting, work of clay, even writing, drama, dance, everything. The origins of them all, they all began as a way of connecting with the spiritual, with the imaginal world, with this hidden reality, which is really the source of all life, the source of all meaning, mm-hmm. and the very source of our own lifeness, you know, aliveness that we have within. And that we always, in being disconnected from that, is when we ail and suffer and things get messed up. And so all of the arts were the means of connecting with the spiritual.
It's like a bridge.
A bridge, yeah, yes, definitely. It's a doorway, so a portal of connection. And so it's especially, obvious this is what you're doing.
Especially such a beautiful spiritual music like
yes,
this. Yeah.
Yes, yes, indeed.
Yeah, and spiritual music can come in many different forms. I mean, the mantra CD is one form, but then the other songs I find are profound to me in a spiritual sense, but they're coming in a jazzy pop format.
Oh, know? Sure. Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, I think it can,
Paul Simon. You look at Paul Simon.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. No. There's so many ways, you know, and that's what I'm, for myself, I feel we need to once again bring the sense of the sacred back to the arts and restore the original purpose and meaning and vision behind them.
So true.
Yeah.
And we have maybe a couple of minutes left, and before we play one of the tracks from your first CD, I would like to ask you, because I've noticed in your poetry, you have a section on Vipassana meditation, which is obviously opposite in some way, or not, to
to singing.
To music and creating singing.
I suffer when I go on retreat. I cheat and I hum in my head.
Well, I remember when I was there, you know, we couldn't talk. That's a silent retreat. And after this 10 days, we had this half a day, you know, where we could say everything we wanted to say over the previous 10 days, and this musician who was staying in my room says, I came across this most beautiful song that was playing in my head, and I couldn't even write it down. Yeah. I was afraid that I'm going to lose it forever, and I never created anything so beautiful. So it was really suffering for him. How is Vipassana for you?
Well, you know, I completely relate to that statement, because you become so clear when you're Vipassana, and you know, so much beautiful creation starts to come up, and you just have to let it go. It's just another sensation in your body, and yeah, it's a practice of not holding on to the art or the music that's coming through you. It's always going to be there. It doesn't have to be not every single little thing that you hear in your head has to be written down, or it can be its own joy right there.
Thank you. So what are we going to listen at the end of our conversation?
Let's listen to All Day Long. It's one of the last songs that I ever wrote, and it's all about what would happen if all of your dreams came true. What would you do? So it's the last track on the first CD.
And what are your dreams that could come true? What are you planning to do with your music and with your creation?
You know, I just want to share it right now. I'm at the stage where I just want to share it.
Mm-hmm. So we're going to play All Day Long. And we were talking to?
We were talking to Michelle Dumond. And her website again is www.michelle.com. And you can buy her CDs and book there. And there is that special event happening Saturday, May 1st, 7 p.m. at St. Mark's Anglican Church that's being used for this.
What would you do in a world made just for you? With no bow ties or straight lines, no cutting down to size.
things and what you're gonna do with nothing left to do. No lineups, no hang-ups, no put-up, shut-up, hurry, hurry, hurry up.
You have been listening to Conscious Living Radio, a program that explores frontiers of consciousness, spirituality, personal growth, the emerging paradigms in psychology, health, science, and innovative philosophies that reflect a commitment to the advancement of individual, social, and global transformation. Tune in every Wednesday from 6 to 7 p.m. to Co-op Radio 102.7 FM. For information about our past and future programming and free downloads of shows, go to consciousliving.radio.org. Sing song.